We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I was driving around Saturday early evening, 6:30, 7 o'clock. You could call it evening, Bob. I think that's legitimately nighttime, actually. And I think a guy named Mark, we were playing the national show, whatever was on CBS Radio on our station at that time. And he was talking about Judge and Ohtani and essentially said that a player from a losing team, a really bad team, has no value. That they should never really be considered for MVP, that you can only have value if you're on a winning team. And I was so struck by it that I went inside and called his show, and they put me on as Joe from Pittsburgh. God, I wish we could find this Fulzy. I truly do. I think his name was Mark. But I said to Mark, regardless of whether we think Judge, Ohtani, whatever in the AL, I said, Mark, if some sort of unicorn came along and hit 115 home runs in a season, you wouldn't vote for him for MVP? He wouldn't get your vote? He said, you can't have value if you're on a bad team. I said, this guy's on the worst team in baseball, but he just hit 115 home runs. I want to be clear, he wouldn't be higher than second in any given year, in any year on your ballot. He said, yes. I said, okay. How about a hockey player who plays half the season as a winger and scores 41 goals in 41 games and plays the other half as a goalie and leads the league in save percentage? He doesn't get on Mark's ballot either, huh? You wouldn't vote for that guy. What do you guys make of that? We had a nice cordial
ending.
You're
preaching to the choir with me. I said Ohtani's my MVP, and I'm not changing my
regardless
mind.
Regardless of the Ohtani situation.
No, you're right. I mean,
you tell me a guy
value?
On a...
It's a subjective thing in many ways. It doesn't have to be tied to winning all the time. Value is what you bring to an organization based on everything else you have in the organization. He's more valuable than anyone else in the league, in my view, because of
Ron?
What he does.
He was unanimous winner of the MVP last year.
Ron.
Right.
He was a unanimous winner. That was nice.
That's going to be held against
winner,
him.
Yeah. I mean, he should have been. On a lousy team. So I don't buy that never argument that this guy offers. But when the other guy is having the year that Judge is having, I have to vote for Judge. That's not saying I would never give it to a guy on a losing team.
Right.
In this case, Judge's year is so sensational, I got to vote for him. But he won it unanimously last year on a bad team.
But he's been better than last year.
Trout has won it. I mean, if this guy and people who have the argument of you can never win it on a bad team, then Mike Trout, who might be a top five player of all time, would end his career maybe with no MVPs.
Never is a long time and a ridiculous thing to say.
I mean, come on.
But I think Ohtani, he won the MVP unanimously, and he's better this year than he was last year.
Well, you know what you should do, Joe, is get this guy to call our show. And you can
I forget his name.
You can
Mark.
Continue the debate.
We should.
Mark.
Should.
Did you part amicably? I mean.
He sort of hung up on me, actually.
He didn't like the way it was going.
I said he brought up his definition of value, which I didn't understand. And then I brought up the hockey guy. I said, you know what? I'll end with this. If a hockey player did what I mentioned before, was half goalie, half 40-goal scorer, he wouldn't be higher than second on Mark's MVP ballot. Do you think that guy would win the MVP in hockey? The Hart Trophy? Would have to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's what Ohtani is in the end. And value to me is I was trying to think of the best analogy. And even though I was horrible at biology, especially the periodic table, if I have an element here, right, in my hand, and it only reacts to certain things, is it of no value if I take this element and put it with another one and nothing happens, it fizzes out? But if I put it with the right element, it's a very, very powerful thing that's activated. You know what I mean? To me, that's value.
Right.
If you took Ohtani and put him on any team in the league, he would be their most valuable player. So to me, you're rewarding and awarding this award really based on the fact that his teammates stink and Judge's teammates are good. You know what I mean?
Right, right. It's not his fault he's on that team, nor is it Mike Trout's fault.
Yeah, but don't minimize what Judge is doing.
Nobody's doing that. I think he's been sensational.
Who's minimizing what Judge is doing?
I mean, you just said it because it's a reflection that he's on a good team with other good players.
No. I said you're awarding him the MVP and discounting Ohtani from winning it based on the quality of their teammates.
No, I'm not doing that. That's certainly a part of it. But the guy is having an historic
year. He is. He's having an unbelievable year.
So that's why, I mean, yeah, it helps that he's on the winning team. But, I mean, he's having a phenomenal year. That's all I'm saying.
And I do think, to Ron's point, sometimes it takes into account opposition. Last year, I don't think there were many Aaron Judge-type players around.
Guerrero, right?
Guerrero. But, I mean, again, he wasn't at the same level of value to me than Ohtani, and I still believe that Ohtani has more value than Aaron Judge. That's just me. When you can hit 30, by the time it's over, he's going to hit 35 home runs, almost drive in 95 or in that range, plus 14 wins on the mound on a terrible team with a sub-3 ERA and one of the most strikeouts in the league.
He's the winger goalie. That's what he is. He's playing two different sports. Judge might be having a top 5, maybe the greatest clean offensive season of all time. But if somebody this year hit 100 home runs clean or was hitting 420 clean, Ohtani's still the MVP for me. 100 home runs as strictly a hitter or 420, he's still the MVP. Somebody strikes out 350 batters but doesn't hit, Ohtani's still the MVP for me. He's having the greatest season in the history of baseball.
I see it the same way you do. So
I see it another way. We can all agree to disagree.
What's your argument against that, though?
Well, if somebody has a historic season, if somebody hits 100 home runs, I'm going to probably give it to him.
Why would that be more impressive to you than what Ohtani's doing?
Again, if depending on the quality of team would factor into that for me to some degree. But a guy hitting a Judge is going to win the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't happen every year. And I understand Ohtani is unbelievable. But so is Judge.
Well, I brought this up about co-MVPs. Nobody likes that idea. Why wouldn't you? There have been times Hernandez and Stargell got co-MVPs. Would this be an example?
They've done that, yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Because it's two of the greatest seasons ever.
Exactly. It wouldn't hurt either of them.
I could live with that.
Well, there you go. We came to a consensus.
It has to be voted upon.
You have to be voted upon that way.
So that's hard to do.
I think Judge is going to come close to unanimous this year.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
I do. And I mean, and Ohtani was unanimous last year.
I'm not going to be disappointed or say that he doesn't deserve it because he does. He's had a tremendous year, Aaron Judge. I'm just saying.
Well, if you think Ohtani deserves it, then you're saying Judge doesn't deserve it.
No, I'm saying I could see both winning it. And I'm not opposed to that. Some people look at it, it's a cop out. Why is it a cop out? You have two guys who are extremely valuable in very different ways. And therefore, I'm okay with that. I don't understand why that's such a bone of contention with some people.
I could live with it, co-MVP.
Co-MVP? Yeah, I could live with that.
It won't go that way, though. Judge is going to win, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I just, if you're asking me,
is he going to hit 61?
I know he's been stuck a little bit
stuck on that in the 60.
See, the pressure builds now with each and every game. And
everybody wanted him to do it against Boston over the weekend.
Well, I still think he'll do it. It's like he's playing wiffle ball, you know? It feels like every time he makes contact, it's going to be a home run.
Especially to right field. He does go to right field quite a bit, and that's such a short porch in Yankee Stadium. By accident, he can get it.
Yeah, for sure. I just can't fathom what Ohtani's doing, you know? Guys have won the Triple Crown. Nobody's ever done what he's doing. Nobody.
No, they're both special seasons. So, But I just love Ohtani because it's so unique and so different, and we haven't seen it. So,
except for last year. And one year.
Yeah, but last year wasn't all that good compared to what we saw this year, especially on the mound. He's turned into an ace of their staff and one of the better pitchers in the American League.
Oh, the guy that wrote the book about him said he's a much better pitcher than hitter.
And he still has, what is he at, 35 home runs? I mean, it's like having two players.
All right, then let's switch to the Pirates when we go from great baseball to the Pirates.
I'm more optimistic now than I was a month ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying here, is that I'm seeing the skeleton of a baseball team, and I think you and I, Bob, are finally going to agree on the Pirates. It sucks that you have to tank. You don't have to, but I think it's a pretty good tried and true method in pro sports to win. And this needs to end now. You know, it was painful. It was horrible. In many ways, it's unfair to fans to have to do it, but you do it to get to a better place. And that needs to end. Okay? They got all the picks they want, including still a possibility for the first overall pick next year. That's based on a lottery. And the Pirates are going to have very good odds. They're going to get a top five pick, likely for sure. But it needs to end. Now the payroll needs to be bumped. They need to buy some players. And when I actually look at the team, I can see the skeleton of a pretty good team. Certainly a very intriguing team. If you're talking the top of the rotation, Contreras, Keller, Ortiz, Oviedo, buy a guy. Until Priester.
I think Brubaker's a good five.
I'd rather buy a vet, like a really good one. You know what I mean?
I agree. I think
like Quintana?
No,
even better.
Somebody
even
younger better. And better and more expensive.
How about Ortiz yesterday? Again, seven strikeouts and four. And
Oviedo the night before was really good. You know, I mean, seven strikeouts and seven innings.
That to me is very interesting. And then,
but I don't want to put too much emphasis on two or three starts. We tend to do that.
Especially in September.
Right. We've seen that before. But
in Oviedo's case, I won't. In Ortiz's case, I will. I'm with Bob Walk on this one.
That's three in a row that he's had really strong.
One against the Yankees. What happens?
He's fearless out there is what he is. He's a young kid who's fearless. And he can gas it at 100 miles an hour. I like that.
As
long as he doesn't lose control.
I mean, to me, it's very encouraging.
But I still have questions about Ke'Bryan Hayes. And I will go into this offseason thinking he took a step back this year.
Yeah, offensively he did.
Emerge as somebody more reliable.
But I like a middle infield of Castro and Cruz. I want them to buy a first baseman. And then I like Reynolds. And I think some of these other guys have intrigue around them, whether it's Sawinski, even though he's slumped badly. What does he have, 17, 18 home runs? And Ji-Won Bae, I think, who had a great year in AAA, is an interesting candidate.
He can play outfield or infield. The catching situation is something that has to come into clearer focus. You know, they have guys and they're not ready to play yet, I don't think, up here. Andy Rodriguez has done well, it looks like.
That's another area.
But again, I hate to pin hopes on all these young guys we haven't seen yet, because you normally come away disappointed with that. But you have to do it at this point.
Well, the first overall pick in the draft better be a good player at some point, right?
Henry Davis, right?
He was hurt this year.
Yeah, I know. But I mean,
so bring in a veteran.
I want to see sooner than later. I want to see 22-year-olds become staples like we see in other organizations. And when you have the number one overall pick, he should be. And he should be up here sooner rather than later.
Well, let's see him do something in the minors first. I mean, he was hurt.
Gotta stay healthy.
Andy Rodriguez may have passed him right now, by the way, Bob. Can they convert Henry Davis to a first baseman?
Well, if he can hit, sure.
Bottom line is, the tanking needs to end, and they need to bump the payroll, and I think this could be an interesting team. Agree or disagree?
They got to bump the payroll regardless of, you know, they still got to spend more money. They got to get out and be active and be aggressive and do that. One big-time pitcher, a first baseman, and let the other guys play their way into what they're going to be. And I would be happy with that.
Interesting for sure, but I still don't know that they're going to have a winning team next year.
I'm not banking on that.
It might be 24 before
you really see them
having a chance to win. But it's going to be, as long as you have those pitchers that are going to give you a chance, and they stay healthy, which is always a big deal, that it will be interesting.
Cruz has, in less than 300 at-bats, 50-some RBIs and 17 home runs. He appears to be getting better.
I have another error at shortstop. Was it last night?
He did have a bad error the other day at short.
He's still
defense has still been okay, you know?
Yeah. That was a little, you know, easy play is what it was that he mangled. Key Brian Hayes, I agree with you, Bob, that he's got to hit more. And yet, when you look at him, he's a plus player because of his defense. You know what I mean? But he's got to hit more, especially when you sign that kind of deal, right?
Where would you ideally bat him? They've been putting Cruz in the leadoff spot a lot, which I kind of like. You know, get him up there and follow him up and put, you know, Reynolds and then maybe Hayes third or maybe Hayes fifth. But the, if he's not going to hit consistently, I'm going to move him down in the order.
I'm not hitting him third or fifth until he hits some home runs. I'm thinking sixth, seventh.
Me too. And I
and
think
he doesn't not like he's raking for average either.
I like Reynolds as a leadoff hitter myself. And I think they can start. I like Castro too as a hitter, period. Do you guys?
Yeah, I mean, he's been really hitting a long ball. I like his, again, he seems to be aggressive. He's not worried about, and he's gotten better in plate discipline too. I watch from the start when he was up here to now, he and Cruz both seem to be laying off more. They got to learn more of that as they go, certainly, but because this team still strikes
out
far too many times.
Check this out. And I know this is damning with faint praise, but because of his defense, Key Brian Hayes has the best WAR on this team. He's a plus 3.8.
That tells me
he's playing elite defense.
Yeah, but it also tells me you can make whatever you want on these analytics. I still look at what I see, and I see a guy who took a step back. I don't care what WAR
he did.
Says.
He
I
did
don't
offensively,
care what anything says.
But if you believe in runs,
you believe
that,
in that
if you believe
run,
in runs
you,
that are
I,
saved,
I'm still trying to get past the ball he caught the other day when Ortiz was pitching. The shot down the line was just sensational.
I mean, no one's denying that.
He's a great defensive third baseman, but way, to me, not even close to good enough offensively.
Right. You got
to
hit.
No, I agree. But defense has its value. Bill Mazeroski's in the Hall of Fame because he was a great defensive player, right?
But it took a big push by a lot of people to do it.
It also took maybe the most famous home run in World Series history, too.
Yeah.
He doesn't make it if not for that home run.
You think?
Absolutely.
But no, defense is very important. But so
he needs
on a team bereft
more.
Of talent in terms of power, they need someone to hit.
He needs to hit more. Surprising to see him with 18 steals, though, too. He's an interesting guy and still pretty young, right? Key Brian Hayes?
Yeah, he is.
I mean, what is he? He's 25.
25, going to be 26.
Has he ever had 400 at-bats in a season? Just
this year.
470 this year. But I am starting to see the outline of a real baseball team, and this needs to be the end of the Van Meters and what they were obviously doing for the past 3 years, which was pulling a Penguins.
There is a role to be played for Michael Chavis and Ben Gamel. I'm surprised those guys weren't traded at the deadline because some contending team, you don't think, wants to have a Michael Chavis. 14 home runs, he can be a good bench player who can play, do different things off the bench. I'm surprised they didn't get anything for him. And I'd still like him on this team.
He'd be more valuable to a good team than he is a bad team.
That's why I was surprised nobody wanted him or they didn't trade him.
Let's talk about Pitt for a moment next and a little college football and what's happening in college football. Interesting onside kick by Narduzzi the other night. We'll do that. Then we'll get back to the NFL. Bob has a showdown, top of the hour.
No, we have to go around the league. There's no time for a showdown today.
12:40
We're going around
the league. 12:40 around the league.
And that will not be enough time.
And a showdown at 1 o'clock starring Bob Pompeiani. It's Cook. And it's Joe. Follow us on Twitter. And Bob. How could I forget Bob? Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.